May God give us the graces to walk in wisdom and charity, dear ones. Amen. I was walking from one room to another, questioning modern tech and how it could be manipulated to control thoughts and desires. I heard the Lord say, "They are altering the YouTubes electronically." I thought to myself, "Am I hearing you, Lord?" Without hesitation, he said, "You heard me right. They are enhancing the YouTubes electronically to keep you happily occupied and distracted, so you will waste the potentially wisest years of your life being lulled into a foggy gray haze, readying you for a nursing home. I am not going to allow that to happen if you cleave to me. But you must cooperate. Call on me in your weakness, and I will pull up the slack in you. And believe me, there's plenty of it." Uh-oh, I said. "It's not altogether your fault," he continued. "It is partly your age, how you've been conditioned as a child, left at home in front of a TV set 24/7 for decades. Even then you were being programmed. Claire, it is a wonder and a work of pure grace that you are where you are now. A case in point, do you remember when a friend made dinner to honor your mother and she was deeply upset because she would miss her favorite show? Yeah, I remember that one. Awkward. She had an addiction and couldn't bear the thought of missing an episode of her favorite show. Let me tell you, I've got an addiction to YouTubes for sure, and they are making them so enticing these days. Wonderful homie stories of acts of virtue and forming in people's minds who these political characters are, according to these little vignettes, which actually last over an hour, and I love them, but it is a waste of time, and I've finally come to terms with that. It's not part of my mission to be learning about those things. Okay, so moving on. As age increases, most people regress, going back to the activities of their formative years, much like your mother did, feeding on TV shows, magazines, and newspapers, which have been replaced by cell phones and computers. The advances in technology are out of this world, most literally. Beloved, this is the time of my coming. Only a few more hours, and any day now. But I have given you much to do, so that at my coming you will be alert and busy, bringing in the harvest. Oh, how I love you, and oh, how I suffer with you, for the lost dreams and unfinished songs. But understand this, that is not license for you to have a pity party and repeat the devil's narrative. Look at Marilyn Hickey. She thought ministry was mostly over for her. But look, young Muslims are laying down their arms at her gatherings and giving themselves to me. Keep working. Finish the songs. Keep writing honest narratives about your faults and challenges. I promise you, they will hit their mark, their intended audiences, in my perfect time. All those years, Marilyn prayed faithfully for the Muslims, because I asked her to. But she saw no change. She kept obeying me with prayers, and I filled heaven's warehouses with those graces to be released at the right time. My bride, you do not always pray in a conventional way, But when your heart leaps up in pain over the plight of the oppressed, my Father in heaven hears you loud and clear, and he answers. You may not see the results now, but someday you will see and not be able to comprehend how we touched all those souls. It will shock you, literally. You will say, oh no, where did all these come from? There must be some mistake. I don't know who they are. Then at that time, the angels will come forth and remind you of your sufferings and very obscure but genuine prayers of your entire lifetime. Yes, there is a heart in there. But Jesus, I often feel that I haven't got a heart. But I realize part of that is a medication for fibro pain, because when I forget to take it, my emotions for the plight of others are substantially moved. He continued, yes, there is a heart inside of you that loves my people, but it is battered and bruised by indifference and betrayals, just like mine. I am not saying that you are perfectly selfless. You and I are working on that. But I am telling you that by your obedience to me, you have done much more good than you know. So please be encouraged, my faithful bride. Oh, thank you, Lord, for a status update. I needed to hear that. I need courage and resolve to go on. He continued, the agenda of Satan is to discourage and separate you from me by convincing you that you're a failure. They pelt you with lies 24/7. Now that you recognize these tactics, be engaged in fighting the lies and clinging to me so my love can permeate and saturate your being, where you can then pour it out on the lost and hungry, misinformed souls. Lord, when you said misinformed souls, I thought of the reported scene on Last Words at Anton LaVey's deathbed. With his last breath, he was calling out, saying something like, no, there must be some mistake. It's not supposed to happen this way. Oh no, oh no. What have I done? Whether these were exactly his last words is debatable, but it confirms to me the tragic ending of a life lived rejecting God and everything Christians stand for, but rarely are able to live perfectly. So many of us have been wounded and rejected by the ones who call themselves Christians. There goes that self-righteousness again. And upstanding members of society. The irony of this is that Satan inspired these acts to hurt the innocent. And now when the innocent grow up, battered and bruised, he proposes that you work for him to get back at these phony Christians, so we can be duped into serving the very source of evil that crushed us in the first place. One can only hope for God's mercy for those who live a life of deceit, tormenting and destroying, and teaching others to do the same. Oh, my dear Satanist, it's not too late to consider that you may have been deceived by your lust for power and revenge. The Lord did indeed have you in mind when he gave his body up to be crucified in payment for the sins you would commit later, because he wanted you in heaven with him for eternity. His love knows no boundaries and will never run short for you. It's not too late for you. He's praying that your blindness be removed and you receive the love that has been waiting for you. Love that cures the injuries of the past that heals broken hearts and restores life to your spirit, soul, and body. Reflect on the choices you've made in your life. Reflect on them, seeing that behind this desire for power is deep hurt, rejection, betrayal, and human failure to love. Yes, the desire to be loved, honored, recognized for who you truly are and what you're truly worth is at the very core of every human being. And when we don't get that, Satan offers us power, acceptance, relevance, and a way to get back at those who cheated you in life. When you succeed, he rewards your flesh. When you fail, he beats you mercilessly or takes something precious away from you. When I fail as a servant of God, I do have a holy fear of the consequences, but 99% of the time he forgives me, takes my hand to raise me up, and gives me the grace to succeed next time. He is compassionate and gentle. He knows we are weak, and he is always here to help. It's your choice to make, and he will save you from the retribution of the covens. He prays, he waits, and he hopes for you.